Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Chuck Oliver Show podcast is presented by Larceny Bourbon. So smooth, it's criminal. Larceny reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
In the South, it's always college football season. And the king of college football reigns supreme all year long. Now more college football talk with the king of college football. It's the Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
We continue. And now it's hour two. Well, I'm looking at the calendar. It's Tuesday. Oh, Dave Bartu, was he on? Yeah, he was, folks. Bottom of hour one every Tuesday. Dave Bartu, he is CFB Matrix, and he says he tells stories with numbers. He looks at past results and puts in all the information, and he can help you at least have a predictable outcome. It's not always going to happen exactly that way, but he says this is the predictable outcome here. If it goes this way, you should have known it in advance. And that can work both ways, so I appreciate him coming on. We got Josh Pate coming on in about 10 minutes from now. Late Kick Josh on Twitter does such a good job with video. That's how he kind of carved out his way here. CBS Sports HQ, obviously 24/7 Sports. Great stuff with him. And then also from CBS, bottom of the hour, Barrett Salee. And he's on Sirius XM on the weekend and everything where CBS Sports either broadcast, post, you name it. You can watch Barrett, listen to him, read him, whatever. That's coming up right now. I'm going to get you up to date.
Everything you need to know about college football every single day. This is CFB 365.
Headline, Missouri AD steps down. That will be Jim Sterk. Missouri Athletic Director has been there since 2016. It wasn't a good time on the Missouri campus a couple of falls before that. Remember the player walkout, the protest, all that? Well, old guy out, new guy in. That was Jim Sterk. So he's been there 5 years and did a great job, according to everybody. Now, I don't know what kind of job he did as athletic director because I don't know the guy. But I can tell you by watching Missouri football on the SEC Network mostly. Dan, do you remember Missouri getting a CBS game yet? Like, they had a Georgia game back in, like, 13 or 14.
Yeah, it was Hudson Mason. It was there with the doubleheader day, which if you get the noon game, nothing against my guy Carter Blackburn. Love Carter Blackburn. But that's not the game. And I don't think they've had the – oh, no, not true. 2012, they played against Alabama, a rainy, just terrible day in Columbia, Missouri, and Alabama did what Alabama does in that situation.
And that
situation.
Was the 3:30 game?
Yes, that was 3:30.
Is that not awesome? Like, literally, we got two guys who just sit around and watch SEC football every year, and we're like, oh, no, what time of day was it? And I remembered one, and Dan remembered. And Missouri plays a lot on SEC Network, so – by watching SEC Network over the past 3 or 4 years, you've seen the one end zone, man. It was empty, and then there was scaffolding, and then there was Cole Kublik in the scaffolding. And now we've got, like, that thing's closed. It's done now, right? They cracked the champagne bottle on it. They spent $98 million on sports, and it wasn't basketball at Missouri. You got to go back and look at their basketball team, like 70s, 80s, into the 90s. That was a really, really big-time program. $98 million, south end zone. It opened actually in the 2019 season. $34 million indoor practice facility for the football team, slated to begin construction this fall. $34 million for that's so precious. $34 million. And he also hired Eli Drinkwitz. So he's got skins on the wall, man. He did a good job. And now he is retiring because he's been in college athletics forever and ever. Amen. He's like, time to retire. Headline, Auburn D-tackle transfers to Liberty. Let me correct this, Associated. Former Auburn defensive tackle. He's a redshirt freshman, Jay Hardy. He was a four-star a couple of years back. Might have been one of those kids out of Mississippi. I'm trying to remember. Didn't play much last year at all. He's got 4 seasons of eligibility left. He's heading up to play for Hugh Freeze, at least initially. Told you about this story. When was a baseball draft? A couple weeks back? Penn State commit signs contract to play baseball. That would be Penn State four-star wide receiver commit, Lonnie White Jr. He's a quarterback in high school, but he's one of those runaround guys. Like, I'm trying to remember, wasn't Russell Shepard a – yeah, he's an option quarterback in high school. I'll make him a receiver. It's just what you do. So Lonnie White, 6'2", 210 pounds. That ain't Russell Shepard. He was selected by the Pirates in the second round. He's signed, and so off he goes. Final headline, this is from my man David behind the glass, our engineer. Navy running back transfers to Western Kentucky. Former Navy running back Jamail Carruthers, and this kid's good. He is built like a mini fridge. I was going to say fire plug, but no, he's thicker than that. He's about 5'9". I'm going to say he's 210-ish, 15-ish. And you know at Navy, the up back, he's got two hands on the ground sometimes, if not one. This is a tough kid, and he's from Bowling Green, so he's like, I want to get back home. But he has to. You have to decide. After 2 years in one of the military academies, you can, I don't say opt out, you can leave after 2 years and you don't have any commitment. Dan, who was the future, or maybe David knows, he's a Buckeye. Who was the future Ohio State linebacker that was at Air Force? Was it Schlegel? What did Anthony Schlegel that transferred? He was with A.J. Hawk and that group about 15 years ago. He was at Air Force for a couple of years, and they're like, hey, wait a minute. We got a linebacker that could have gone to Ohio State. Hope he doesn't. Oh, he put in. He's leaving. You can leave after 2 years, and Carruthers has left. Second on the midshipman in both rushing attempts and yards last year. He's got two seasons of eligibility left. WKU got him a big-time ball player there. All right, consider yourself up to date. We will wrap. We will come back next.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey sandwich lovers, today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open! Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.
To Southern Sports Today and the Chuck Oliver Show.
Last week in Hoover, Alabama, I was talking to 1,000 people. I mean, the team came by, but there are a couple in particular, and it was a typical story, and there's so much respect. My good buddy Richard Cross, who does sidelines at SEC, he does Ole Miss official broadcast, but also SEC Network, all kinds of stuff. He, Barrett Salee, who we're actually going to have on in about 15 minutes, our next guest, there are so many individuals in media, and I'll say emerging media, who just decided, all right, I'm going to have a career. And Dan Matthews, guy behind the glass, he was like, I'm going to say yes to whatever the assignment is, and I'm going to go to Home Depot, pour some cement, buy some cinder blocks. I'm going to build a career. Our next guest has certainly done that as well. We always talk to him about football. I actually wanted to talk about his story a little bit just to start. From 24/7, also CBS Sports, it is Josh Pate. Josh, how are you, brother?
I'm touched, Chuck. I didn't know you cared so much. My heart is warm this afternoon.
No, dude, I had 10 conversations last week with people that I kind of knew. I had to get into the business. I forced my way in. It's everything but, like, you know, staying over, ordering movies on pay-per-view, making long-distance calls. I am not leaving no matter what. I am going to be in this business. And I know your background a little bit, but tell everybody how you kind of decided, by God, I'm going to have a career.
Dude, I was working in a fabric warehouse, man. So the old natural fabric warehouse to media pipeline, that's how I came in here. I was down in Columbus, Georgia, working in a fabric warehouse. I listened to shows like yours all day long. And so I realized, man, I want to do this. I don't want to be stacking fabric off of the back of a Southeastern truck forever. And I bugged and bugged and bugged the PD at the radio station there, the ESPN radio affiliate, until he let me come in there, observe some shows, co-host gets sick one day. He puts me on air. I do good enough. I get called back. I'm on there a few years. And then a TV general manager out of nowhere. I've never met the guy before in my life. He said, man, you didn't know it, but you've been interviewing for a job every day on air because I listen to you during afternoon drive. We want to do a college football show, and I want you to be in the driver's seat. And I came over there. I did it. I ended up anchoring sports and then news. Yes, Chuck, I was a news anchor. And then Shannon Terry at 24/7 Sports calls me one day. I let him go to voicemail. I didn't recognize the number, and then I quickly called him back. He said, hey, I want you to do what you're doing, but I want you to do it for CBS and 24/7. So that's like a 10-year story, but in and of itself, like, that's the nutshell version.
And so much overlap with so many other people. It's like, you know, you get that tiny little crack and you say, this is it. I'm going to shove it open. And you just got to maximize every last opportunity. And so I was, when I saw you were scheduled today, I was like, Josh is another guy that done it, because I knew about your start and how you really got started with a lot of the videos online and all that. And you just got noticed. And now you look up, you got a career. All right. Well, let's talk about, for instance, SEC. Obviously, the big announcement last week. Take us through, like, your realization that this wasn't just a crazy rumor coming out of Big 12 country, because I said in the moment at SEC Media Days, Josh, it was an hour, and within 90 minutes, it went from this crazy thing on my text message to, no, this is real, Chuck. They're going to announce it in a few weeks.
Yeah, it was bad, man. Well, I guess it's bad depending on your perspective, but I was so preoccupied. I was doing something at the time, so my mind was elsewhere. And mm-hmm. I'm like you. I look at my phone, and it goes from one text to 47 texts to a million of, hey, what do you think about this? It goes from, is this real, to what do you think about it? And what I think about it is, well, I think I'm trying to drink water out of a fire hose, first off. Yeah. But then secondly, now that we've unwound it a little bit and we understand the reality, I know you have to have been talking about this every minute of every day. The thing I'm starting to think about, Chuck, is I wonder how big a ripple effect this is going to have in the coaching market above and beyond what we already have. If I'm – let's just throw a name out there. If I'm Mario Cristobal and I'm at Oregon – certainly, my feet are planted in Eugene, Oregon, and I'm secure there. There's no threat of my job being taken away from me, but all of a sudden you ask yourself, where is Oregon going to be? What is the ground underneath the University of Oregon going to be? It's like three or four earthquakes kind of happening simultaneous with the NIL and the portal, but now this conference realignment, these are all generational occurrences happening in the same calendar year. I really wonder about all the other stuff, but then on top of that, the coaching market. Billy Napier has decided to stay at Louisiana a couple of times. What is the Sun Belt moving forward? What is the status and stature of that job moving forward? All that stuff we haven't even begun to unpack yet because of all the immediate ramifications.
Yeah, and that's the same sort of thing that I will give myself credit for one thing. Like, within, I mean, in the minute where I realized this was happening, I was like, they ain't stopping. Like, you know, and I said, you go Google Super Conference. It doesn't say 16 teams. It's just whatever you want it to be. But that means that there will be either individual Big 12 programs, or I'm saying entire conferences, that get left out. My idea is huge consolidation down the road, fewer conferences, a lot more teams in each one, et cetera. Just peek down the road 2 years, 5 years, et cetera. Where do you see it leading?
Well, the first question is, does it settle? You remember last time we had conference realignment, we did not settle. It was kind of like one of those disaster movies where at the end of it, you're all looking around and you're saying, all right, what did we learn? Because this could happen again.
And Gary Busey's on the front lawn with a gun.
Exactly. We are in the Gary Busey protocol right now. Thank you so much. You're much better at the metaphors than I am. And so I wonder, what would Gary Busey do? Which is a question I ask every morning when I wake up in general. But what are we doing right now, and is it settled? So if it's settled, that's the first question. Then the next question is the consolidation thing I agree with you on. For so long, up to and including this point, people have thrown out these four super conference models, which I laugh at. To think that we're going to have the kind of caliber SEC you're going to have, and then think you've got three other products out there and enough programs to fill three other products that compare, is laughable to me. And then you start hearing words like merger, which I used to only hear on CNBC, and now I hear it in college football a lot more these days. The more I hear that merger word, Chuck, the more I think that is the right way to go. Like, if I'm the Big Ten right now and I'm the ACC and I'm looking around and thinking, plotting my best course of action, I ask you, how is it anything other than that at this point, if you're going to be competitive and comparable? Let's put it that way.
Yeah, and I've seen, you know, various scenarios. Jay Billis was talking about mergers, and there are other folks as well. I just most recently saw his video version of it. The problem becomes who gets in from, in a merger, for instance, and I don't know how far back you go, but in history of, professional leagues merging, somebody gets left out. The NBA told the ABA, yeah, we'll take the Spurs, we'll take the Pacers, we're not going to take these other teams. That's what's going to happen. You're going to have teams Kansas, Wake Forest, whomever, looking around going, oh, well, we're not welcome in the new merged conference.
And so here's the backdrop with which all this is playing out. Those Wake Forests of the world, the only guys with which they were ever included in this discussion was academics. Well, the problem is, you know, for a while we had those artificial checks and balances that we chose to put in college athletics that was based off the amateur model, that whole student-athlete moniker. Well, that thing has obviously been torched right before our eyes with things like NIL and the portal, and I think there may be some false hope a lot of those programs have moving forward that the old ways will be the current and new ways. Look at what's changing and how it's changing right now, and it's all changing so rapidly because those artificial barriers that were in place to protect some of these programs downstream are no longer in place. Well, if you don't have the protectors, Chuck, and you're downstream and you can't swim, you drown. And I think that's what's athletically, at least, about to happen to a lot of programs. We're not talking Alcorn State, man. We're talking about logos on helmets that we have talked about and we have been used to seeing for a long time.
This is all just speculative conversation between two guys who watch college football. Is there a college football down the road for us that includes a commissioner? Now, so many people listening right now said, yeah, it's called Greg Sankey. Put that aside. Do you believe that the reorganization of college football is going to happen to the point that there will actually be some sort of central figure that can decide things like who plays, who doesn't, schedules, et cetera, because there is none right now?
I know everyone, I know a lot of people push for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a lot of folks push for Notre Dame to join a conference. But when rubber meets road and you need to get all the agreeing voices in the room, there's not enough collective pro to outweigh the risk. You know, the Big Ten could push for Notre Dame to join a conference. Well, what if they don't join the Big Ten? Well, then you just help the ACC and you gave them the vote they needed to have it happen. And it's the same way with this commissioner or college football czar thing. Yeah, it's easy to say it, man. But what happens if someone gets in that chair and then all of a sudden they're kind of a dictator that you don't really like and they're not really acting at the greatest behest of your organization? So I have an easy time hearing people suggest it. I have a very hard time believing we actually get it at any point.
Josh Pate, get him on Twitter, man, @LateKickJosh. You can see him online 24/7, CBS Sports HQ et al. Josh, appreciate your time, man. Thank you.
All right, Chuck, I appreciate it.
All right, good stuff there again from Late Kick Josh on Twitter. Follow him there. There is already conversation about just referring to Greg Sankey as, well, he's the de facto commissioner. He is the guy that's running the sport. Here is the difference. Like when we hear, you know, commissioner, oh, yeah, he's the guy who's in charge or the lady who's in charge, whomever. I dare say that what the SEC is doing now, which they're just acquiring two new programs. No, they're dissolving another conference. What the SEC is currently doing, and I ain't speaking out against this, by the way. I'm all for it. Survival of the fittest. We move forward. Let's see what happens. This is the exact kind of thing that a commissioner would step in to prevent. Folks talking about Greg Sankey as he's essentially the commissioner. No. The commissioner would step in to prevent this from happening. If crime is the victim, that sort of saying, if he's the commissioner, then what's off the table? If the commissioner can look at, which he's not, but you can look around and go, hey, we'll take these two teams and the rest in that conference. Yeah, y'all may not have a place to play, but that's going to be your issue.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season. Of college football, no matter where you go, with a new Southern Sports Today app. Catch the best college football conversation in the South everywhere with the SST live stream and daily podcast. Download it now at the App Store and the Google Play Store. Now, more of the best college football talk in the country. It's the Chuck Oliver Show.
All week, all year, it's all college football on the Chuck Oliver Show. 9 states, 53 sticks. I told y'all yesterday there were 2 I didn't know about. Our affiliate director is like, dude, you can't count? I was like, what? He said 53. I was like, all right, 53. But our next guest trumps that, man. It doesn't matter if it's audio, digital, visual. You can consume our next guest in so many ways. From the CBS Sports world, as well as Sirius XM College Radio on the weekends, it is my good friend Barrett Salee. Barrett, how are you today?
Oh, I'm good, Chuck. Appreciate the nice words on the intro. And I can't believe you didn't know every single stick. That's not like you. You were on top of these things.
Yeah, I pride myself on crossing and dotting, and I missed that one pretty big. All right, I have said that I'm just going to go through and give you some impressions I've had, but you tell me, no, Chuck, that's not happening, or maybe. They ain't stopping at 16. Go ahead.
Chuck, maybe. I think that right now the only – big get out there is Notre Dame. And the SEC is not going to go get Notre Dame. But I think right now they got the 2 others, and Greg Sankey and the administration in Birmingham is going to sit back and read the tea leaves and see where things go. And if they go in a direction where they need to add some teams, then they're going to add some teams. I just don't see, outside of Oklahoma State in the Big 12, any other Big 12 team being desirable. Do you go try to raid the ACC? I don't think so. Just because I think Clemson and Florida State and Miami are the only 3 desirable ones, maybe North Carolina. I don't see any of those going. And beyond that, you're not getting the Big 10 team. You're not going to get Pac-12. But if, let's just say, the Pac-12 and Big 12 merge, and they have a 20-team league, then, yeah, I can see a certain benefit to not only going to 20, but basically just creating a super geographical conference east of the Mississippi, not east of the Mississippi, but east of Middle Texas.
Yeah, Texas and over. Absolutely. Barrett Salee, again, get him on Twitter, at Barrett Salee. You can hear him, watch him, everything. Read him, CBSSports.com and all related properties. Now, this is just for curiosity's sake, because I've said, I don't know. Are we going to have divisions? We're going to have 14 pods. I was like, I don't know, line them up 1 through 16. I don't care. I just want to see my schedules. Just, again, curiosity's sake, because I don't care as long as we're playing. How do you see dividing up these teams if you divide them up?
Well, I know it's easy just to say move Texas and Oklahoma to the west and move, Auburn and Alabama to the east. That might be part of it. The pod thing I don't get, because you're not going to go beyond 12 conference games, and the concern about a team playing 17 games total is already out there. A lot of coaches are concerned about that. Players are even concerned about that. So you're not going to take away a regular season game. So I just don't see how that's going to work. The easiest, what they should do, and I've been like this for a while now, and I was super excited when the Big 12 decided it was going to do it, just do away with divisions. There's no need for them. They're based on a loose geography, which I guess for the SEC is going from northwest to southeast, but there's no need to have those anymore, and the Big 12 did that part right. And I think if you do that, you put in 2 permanent rivals, So for, let's say for Alabama, it's Auburn and Tennessee. For Texas, it's Texas A&M and Oklahoma. And then you rotate everybody else around. Because I've had several coaches tell me, and I know you have too, that it's a little frustrating that a lot of these players don't see several schools throughout the course of their entire career. And so if that's the case, then give them a 9-game conference schedule, have two permanents, and rotate seven teams through. That way you're going to get to see a lot of the conference every few years, pretty much all of it every few years. So I think that's the one that I would do. I think that's probably more of a possibility than a lot of folks think. So that would be my preference, and I think it's pretty high up the option board for the SEC right now.
And now I'm not, you know, advocating for the devil here, but I actually talked about fans' attitudes towards conference expansion, and it's always, well, we never play Texas A&M or we never play, you know, Tennessee or whoever. I'm like, well, how often do you play NC State or Texas? You know, how much do you play Oklahoma now? I don't think being in a conference with a team you play once every 6 or 8 years, I don't care. I mean, you don't play them now. What's the big deal? Just because you imagine you're in a 130-team conference called NCAA.
Well, I'm with you on that. But I think that the idea of being a conference and having all of your members – see all of the region throughout the course of their entire a small window is beneficial, because let's say you're, you know, Oklahoma and Texas, part of the reason they're joining is because they're expanding their footprint and they want access to some recruiting areas, and vice versa for, you know, traditional SEC teams moving into Texas further. Well, if you're not playing in those regions, are you really part of that conference? I mean, yes, by, you know, by definition, yeah, but you're kind of just an outsider no matter where you are. So I do think that there is a benefit to that. And I think the conference would be healthier if Texas got to go to Georgia or Georgia got to go to Texas every few years. And if you do away with divisions and only have two permanent opponents, then you have that possibility.
Continuing with Barrett Salee again, CBS Sports. I want to ask you quickly about just – it was a preseason media vote in the ACC, which doesn't matter. Give me the December vote. That matters. But I was a little gratified here because there was a recognition that Sam Howell may be the best quarterback in college football this year. He was overwhelmingly voted first-team All-ACC, whereas if I was picking my fantasy team, it would be DJU in a heartbeat. So, enough of the media reflected the fact that it's not just about who's going to be the stat stuffer and have the gargantuan numbers, that Sam Howell really may be the best quarterback in all of football, much less the ACC.
Well, he might be, but if I was doing a fantasy team, I would just go with De'Aaron King.
That's a good choice too, brother.
I think it's going to be interesting at the end of the year. DJU is – and the offensive line at Clemson wasn't that great last year, and it might not be great this year, and the running game – you know, without ETN, I don't know. We'll see. But it's going to be a close battle. Sam Howell is going to put up a bunch of numbers. We all know that. Me personally, I think the quarterback of North Carolina or Miami, whichever the winner of that division is, because I think it'll be one of those two teams, De'Aaron King or Sam Howell, will probably be the first team All-ACC quarterback, because that guy, whether it's Howell or King, will have put up really good numbers.
Yeah, and they covered all of CBS, folks. I believe Chip Patterson was reading a download of all the ACC first-team players, et cetera. Barrett, appreciate you, brother, as always. Good stopping by, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate you, but I don't appreciate you bailing on karaoke last Wednesday. Not cool.
Oh, no. All right. Hang on. My show. We got time. First of all, I showed at Gabriel's Cafe, which, again, is not nearly as fancy as it sounds. I did show
your name on it, and that's it.
Well, you want to remove all the mystery. Yeah, I showed up wearing a black T-shirt said Chuck across the front. Not the back, the front. But I think what happened is technology got me again, because I just walked up to the DJ in a traditional manner and said, hello, I would like to sing Cher just like Jesse James. And he says, I've got that. You're third on the list. I went up, about an hour later, and I was 11th on the list. Apparently, there's an app that the locals know about, and they can kind of jump the line.
Well, I downloaded the app and I jumped the line because I'll tell you, I rocked Miss New Booty by Bubba Sparks. It was phenomenal. And my rendition of Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine, I mean, it was Grammy-worthy. And
yeah.
I used the app. So, you know, just saying, you bailed.
I got a text. Somebody was saying, I think Axl is at Gabriel's tonight while y'all were singing. Absolutely.
I mean, I act like it, too. I mean, you know.
Well, you've got about a year to find whatever the equal of Gabriel's is in, what, Nashville? Is that where it is next year?
Yeah. No, they haven't announced it yet.
Oh.
They haven't announced it yet.
I think it's in Nashville.
We'll see.
All right, brother. Well, I appreciate your time, man. Talk to you soon.
All right. See you,
sir. All right, Barrett Salee. Yeah, Gabriel's Cafe, it is always a fun time. It is about a half mile from the Winfrey down there, and I think I mentioned this on Thursday. Because we went Wednesday night. I was there, I don't know, like an hour and a half maybe. Had a couple of beverages, was waiting my turn, and then I realized my turn kept getting further away. It was like I was at the DMV. How did this happen? And so I was like, look, I've got an interview tomorrow, and if I leave now, I know I can make the interview. If I stay until I sing, yeah, I'm not going to make the interview, so I'm going to be the adult in the room, and I'm going to leave now. Nobody else left. Everybody stayed, and the next morning, Chuck's way was validated. When I saw the condition everybody was in the next morning, and even I, because again, I'd been there like maybe an hour and a half. I was getting up the next morning. First thing I did was I smelled my pillows. I told the people when I was checking out, I didn't smoke in the room. And the lady looked at me. I was like, "I'm my hand of the Lord." I said, last night, and I kind of pointed, I went to Gabriel's, and she said, "Oh, okay." She knew. She's like, oh, you're at Gabriel's. It's like I was not smoking in the room. Even though, I don't know, maybe Salem Lights is what you're going to be smelling in there. I was sitting next to Danita. Danita smoked Salem Lights. On nights, she could, quote, find someone to watch the kids. Now, she didn't say babysitter. She said, find someone, and she didn't say her kids. She said, find someone to watch the kids. I didn't know what Danita was talking about, but she was crushing Salem Lights next to me for about an hour and a half. So that's what wound up almost costing me the don't smoke in the room charge last week. But it was a fun time, and Barrett stayed, and there is video evidence. All right, we will take a break here, come back, wrap up on a Tuesday next.
Spring is here, and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.
Always college football time in the South. Now back to more of the king of college football, Chuck Oliver, on Southern Sports Today.
Notre Dame, I think, benefited greatly by being part of the ACC, and the ACC benefited, you know, equally. And it allowed Notre Dame access to the college football player, a chance to win a conference championship. I think it was good for our schools. So that to me is a little bit of a microcosm of what that relationship, you know, potentially could look like.
Jim Phillips, brand new ACC commissioner, speaking mostly accurately about the environment around the ACC and Notre Dame's, I'm not going to say arm's length, because there's no sort of suspicion or hesitation, or we're not certain about those people. It's money. Notre Dame's like, all right, what's the best deal? But then also, and this somewhat goes to money, but again, Notre Dame, it is a tradition, and what's best for Notre Dame individually, because it's always been Notre Dame individually in football. they were part of the, I think, the old Big East in some sports, maybe basketball as well. Yeah. But then every sport except football is now part of the Atlantic Coast Conference. And they joined up last year. And, you know, that loose association will give you five conference games. I'm telling you, man, go back 2011-ish, 12. If you look at the previous commissioner, John Swofford, who the ACC, again, the man's accomplished more than I ever will in my life. Have we all noticed that the ACC is trying to get him to be the fifth face on Rushmore? I mean, have we seen the links they're going to? Like, the ACC network is producing their version of 30 for 30 or whatever on John Swofford. Now, again, he's their conference commissioner, and you're probably not going to do one on Mike's Live on the ACC. I get it. But you talk about it almost feels like a need for the ACC to make the most they could about, we have our own Mike's Live. His name was John Swofford. People in Clemson are like, excuse me. If you go back about 10 years ago, there was a chance Swofford was going to be out. Chuck's opinion. Because the ACC was expanding and adding real-life programs that added real-life value to an existing conference, the ilk of the Southeastern. What'd the ACC add in their last go-around? Was that the Syracuse-Pitt thing? They became the Big East. And part of the reason they added Louisville, that was the last round, and that's when they were considering West Virginia, and the West Virginia's like, we got something going in the Big 12. Really? Your closest game is 687 miles from here. Yeah, we're good. But the TV money. Swofford, in direct comparison to what was going on next door with the Southeastern Conference, yeah, your expansion didn't look so good. And I'm telling you, if they didn't get Notre Dame, remember what the ACC, except for Florida State, what are you? Boy, better be glad you got the Seminoles, and then it became Florida State and Clemson for like 5 minutes, and then we realized, no, it's just Clemson. If we go back like 2 days ago, the ACC was openly considered the worst, with the Pac-12, by the way, still in this group, the worst of the Power Five conferences. They never get more than one team in the playoff, and even the one team they do get in is their only great team. I mean, it was just nothing, but I mean, it was bricks and people throwing fruit. It's like a vaudeville performer, John Swofford. And then he pulled it out of the fire. The Notre Dame thing was a big part of it. But I'm telling you, if you go back, not even 10 years, in the aftermath of the most recent expansion, direct comparisons? Yeah, it wasn't happening for Swofford, man. And now, win, victory, Notre Dame, victory, ACC Network. They've had a few. And here's the thing that goes with whether it's the President of the United States, or I remember back when I was teaching and coaching, and it was my first year, and the county had a budget crunch, and so they announced that. And I joined team. Every year there's something about a new quality basic education course. You know, like we have all these new metrics because now we know how to evaluate kids. Teachers would go along with every one of those. Teachers would, no matter what, we have a brand new measuring way and testing, and we'll go along with all of it. Do you know when I saw teachers lose their mind? They screwed with their wallet. We're going to have a one-year freeze because the county budget stinks, and so you're not going to get your 3.2% raise. So we're going to have a one-year freeze. You know what they call it, the step raises? Well, I wasn't making any money anyway, so I didn't care. Teachers who are already there, I need my 3.2%. You start screwing with people's wallets, that's when they get angry. So Swofford made everything right with your wallet, didn't he? Got you the ACC Network, got you Notre Dame, kind of, sort of. It was a payoff. It was like John Swofford pulled into a parking lot, rolled his window down. Georgia Tech pulled up, handed him an envelope. BC pulls up, gives him an envelope. Duke pulls up, here's an envelope. Hey, what's in my envelope? That's your ACC Network money. or that's your you got lucky and drew the Notre Dame home game money. So you make everybody's wallet right, and suddenly everything that you ever did. He even got people in Clemson going, you know, Swafford wasn't a bad guy. Yeah, go look at Clemson. And in fact, Google Clemson probation, North Carolina, John Swafford. And you'll see why such a big deal. The Clemson fans are like, yeah, maybe he's not so bad. John Swafford and his replacement now, Jim Phillips, talking about, yeah, it kind of works for us. It worked more for the ACC and John Swafford than it did for Notre Dame. But Notre Dame was looking around going, in this one particular year, it does appear it would be good to have strength in numbers. So even Notre Dame will join up for just this one year, and maybe we'll get to play in an ACC title game. Dan, what's up?
It wasn't quite the money goes up to John, because remember, Lorraine Caluso was warned of that more than once, and the second time, she didn't quite like the outcome of finding that out. So in this case, the money went out from John. Chuck, you know, kind of the example I get in my mind right now is last week I was in Charlotte for ACC kickoff, and Jim Phillips, as all conference commissioners do for their media days, addressing the media with kind of the kickoff to it. And he talked about really at length of how football in the conference needs to be more of a priority. Now it makes a lot of sense based off what I just heard right there, because what they and Notre Dame have been doing, it's a first date. It's drinks. Maybe you share an appetizer, and then at the end of it, you go your separate ways. Before you go your separate ways, you say, hey, that was nice. Let's do this again. And then you hopefully get a second phone call and an opportunity to do it again. And I think more than anything, I got to believe and I've got to surmise that Notre Dame probably told them, you got to get your league better. You got to get your league better for us to even think about doing this, because Clemson being the only one is not enough of a enough of an orange for us to squeeze, for us to say, yeah, hey, we can get that much juice out of it to give up pretty much the exclusive rights they have with Notre Dame, or excuse me, with NBC, and to give up what they have from their licensing and everything else that the school has that they would have to at the very least share with other people, that for right now, their deal looks pretty good. If you do make your conference a little bit more attractive to what the Irish could even add to that conference, then you get to what we're seeing down right now in the SEC. And as of right now, Jim Phillips knows that is homework assignment number one for him is, yeah, everybody likes Tobacco Road in January and February and March, but really the thing that really drives the bus here is somebody challenging Clemson and somebody's challenging Clemson. As of right now, you really don't have anyone.
Random name. You ever met Morton Anderson?
I have.
Michigan State, College Football Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
He says so.
Great Dane. Very nice guy.
Great Dane. Big fan of his. I had him on like 5 years ago, and then there was a reason like a week later to have him on again. Like, literally, good reason. And so on the air, I'm like, hey, Morton, we're going to have you on regular. And he's like, good for your brand. Probably not for mine. Just a funny dude. He's like, yeah, it'd be better for your brand. That's Notre Dame in the ACC, isn't it? Probably be better for your brand, not as much for me. Wraps it up on a Tuesday. Good job, David. Good job, Dan. Everybody listening. Hey, good job listening, everybody. Get back here 22 hours. Listen again. It'll be fun, I promise.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right, which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.